Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet The Amazing Podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Do you want to make change and help encourage women in your local community to become healthier? Well, my guest today is doing just that. Her name is J.L. Alexander. She's a PR strategist and owner and CEO of Black Girls Run. She shares her story of how she started as a volunteer and is now running this national nonprofit. No doubt her story will motivate you to get off the couch, put your running shoes on, and hit the pavement.
Welcome to the show, J.L.
Thanks for having me, Celia. Super excited to be here.
Oh, I'm so stoked that you're on. I'm participating right now in the challenge, the virtual challenge, Erase Racism, that's supporting Black Girls Run. And it's been such a cool experience. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. But before we get into that, I want to start with, have you always been active?
I would say for the most part, yes. My parents, my mom played collegiate volleyball. My dad played collegiate as well as overseas basketball. I grew up playing some type of sport. My brother ran track. So yeah, we've been a super active family. My parents are still very active, even in their 70s now, playing tennis and pickleball and everything, roller skating. So physical activity has really always been kind of ingrained in me growing up and obviously through adulthood now.
So with that said, how did you get involved with Black Girls Run to begin with?
Well, I actually got involved with them through my professional side of marketing and PR, through kind of how my story goes in terms of how I was introduced to just running, period. Going through college and then after college, I put on that good freshman 15. And then after college, just trying to adjust to figure out, okay, what does it mean to be an adult? Okay, I have to cook now. I can't eat out like I want to. And so the weight started coming on faster than what I realized. And around 2011, I was super young, around 23. I had an issue with just blood pressure. Went to go see my doctor. It wasn't causing any, any other effects with my body, but I knew my high blood pressure, something was going on, and I just didn't feel 100%. And so I had a great doctor that said, okay, you're way too young to be dealing with blood pressure issues. You're in good health. You really need to change your diet and your exercise. And so I started running, signed up for a 10K. That was back in 2010. Just fell in love with the pavement. And then also at that time, BGR was kicking off across the country, and they were looking for some media and PR assistance. And so I had a professional colleague say, hey, you should reach out to them, see if you can get some hands-on experience. And this was back in 2011, reached out to intern with them, and that was 9 years ago. And obviously my role with them has transformed over the last 9 years, almost a decade. And now, able to lead the organization into our next chapter.
And I love that. I love that it started as, you started in one side of it, from your professional side. And then, for you to go from that to now being the owner and CEO, that's just an incredible story in itself. And it just shows the passion that you have for it. And going back to running, when you first started running, you went for a 10K. So how long did you train for that?
I signed up for a training team. So I think we did the traditional, probably about three, four months of training for a 10K. And the 10K here in Richmond is fairly beginner friendly. So I think it probably was a 4 month training team. So, but I look back at pictures now and I'm like, what did I have on my feet? What was I wearing? I hadn't been pulled into the whole running thing yet. So I think I had some type of Nikes on with the bubble sole and had on this baseball raglan tee, fully 100% cotton. I was just looking crazy. So it was definitely a true first race, but it was just an awesome experience as well. And so, it's funny how things have come full circle in a decade's time.
Yeah, and now you probably are very picky about what shoes you wear. Like, I gotta have the right sports bra.
Exactly.
You know, I gotta have
exactly.
You know, the, picture
the running,
of my...
Yeah, the running clothes are a bit too much now.
Okay, so what are your favorite shoes? Do you have a favorite pair of shoes?
Right now, well, Brooks Ghosts are always my go-to, but right now I am feeling the Saucony's Endorphin line.
All right.
Yeah, I'm between their pros and their speeds. I'm feeling the Saucony's right now.
All right on. Well, I knew there had to be something because when you get into it, it's funny because I just started running last year, like running on a regular basis, and so I'm just now getting into that groove where I'm like, okay. Gotta have the right shoes. Okay, I gotta make sure I have, because I wear shorts now. I'm like, I gotta wear the right shorts. Like,
yeah.
So it's really cool.
Yeah, you definitely, once you start getting into it, your money starts, I'm like, dang, I'm buying all this stuff from workout clothes. Like, stuff that I'm almost sweating. So yeah, it's definitely a different ball game now.
So talking about now that you're, you know, you're running the organization and, I really want to kind of go back and revisit where you made that transition from being in, you know, PR and helping them with all that to all of a sudden owning it. Because I really think that's a cool part of the story.
Well, I mean, over the last, you know, I acquired the company in April of 2018. And, you know, over that 7-8 year time frame, I really became, I like would really like to say, really the right hand person for our co-founders. So really someone that they could trust, someone that was very passionate about the organization, learned about the organization in and out. You know, when they went on vacation or they needed a break from the organization, just to focus on themselves, I was someone that could step in and we wouldn't miss a beat. And so when this opportunity came, it really, you know, it had its ups and downs in terms of, you know, acquisitions and all of that stuff, but it really was a smooth transition, so to speak, in terms of, all right, this is the next phase of BGR. JL is stepping up to the plate in terms of taking over ownership of the organization. Yeah, and I was able to really, you know, within this first year, really just kind of help to rebrand, refresh the organization, kind of really elevate our growth and awareness in the community. And I think we've done, you know, just, you know, obviously over the last 10 years, done one heck of a job, but we've really done some things over the last 2.5 years as well.
At this point, what has your growth been? You know, are you in every state now or how, you know, as far as growth wise, what does that look like
for your organization? We have about 74 groups across the country. We're in about 33 states. So we have not hit every state yet. The one thing that as large as we are, the one thing we still focused on is building a very close-knit community, and having the right people. So we have about 185 ambassadors across the country that I could call up any one of those women by name and say, hey, I need this, or hey, you know, what do you think about this? And these are women that I trust, that carry the name of BGR, understand the vision and what we're doing out in the community. And that's a responsibility that I don't take for granted. So we got to make sure that we build, you know, it's always about quality over quantity for me. So make sure that we're building appropriately, we're building with the right people. So we'll eventually get to every state, but we want to make sure that we're definitely keeping the right people in our circle.
No, I love that. And again, it's, you're going back to like just the connection, the community, the fact that you are pulling women together and being really strategic, I think is like, it's important to any business. And I think your skill set as far as PR and what you've done with the organization, where it is now and what lies ahead is like limitless and the lives that you're going to touch. Tell us a little bit more about the vision of BGR.
Yeah, so really the vision of BGR, you know, big picture goal is that we remain to be a true player in terms of changing the health disparities in the Black community. That when people think of Black women running, representation in the running industry, they can say Black Girls Run was one of the pioneers to really change this epidemic. When we look at obesity and diabetes and high blood pressure, Black Girls Run was right there to make sure that we were keeping our communities healthy as possible. In terms of programming and I guess the how-to, the vision of the organization is that we're able to provide resources for women that may not have the access to buying a $150 pair of running shoes or have access to a run coach or a nutritionist, that we will be able to provide basically like wraparound services, so is probably lack for lack of a better word, for women that want to get healthy and fit, or for women that health and fitness have always been a part of their daily regimen, but you know, maybe they're not able to sign up for a Boston marathon because they don't have the proper training, or they can't sign up for this half marathon because it costs, you know, $150. So we want to be able to say, hey, you know, we don't want you to have any hurdles or anything that's keeping you from reaching those health and fitness goals. So we're continuing to build up in terms of our operations and our funding and things that we're applying for in the community, whether it's, working with, big brands to get shoes or clothes or just funding with our virtuals to say, hey, we're doing a water challenge this month. Let's get some incentives for women to drink, you know, as much as they can this month. Or we're doing a steps challenge. Let's get some prizes in place to make sure that women are staying active and moving. So all of those different things, that's kind of our, and we're definitely well on our way to being able to provide that. So that's kind of our big picture goal, that we will be kind of the point contact for people that are wanting to get healthy and active.
And then if somebody wanted to get in touch with you about being an ambassador, starting a program in their area, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can head to our website, blackgirlsrun.com. We have a link there at the bottom of the page called Become an Ambassador or Start a Group. And they can submit an application. And then we'll definitely follow up with them to figure out what next steps are.
That's awesome. I really think this is such a key part of health and wellness in the community. And what a great way to give support and use this platform for that. Like I love the fact that I get to be a part of it in the way that I do with this challenge.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that we'll be able to share this on the podcast, because I think it's super important. I believe in community. I believe in that it takes a tribe. It takes a group to make change and to positively influence. And so this is a huge thing. That you're good. Doing.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Happy for you to be a part of it as well.
Yeah, I love it. Like I told you, like I finished my challenge with my friend or my teammate in Abu Dhabi. And then now I wrote to Teresa to do 15 miles more. I'm like, we can do this. just because this, you inspire me, but like just what you're doing inspires me. And that's what being part of a community is all about. That's what Be Amazing is all about. That's what you're doing. It's just women coming together, and there's just such support. And I just, this is what I love to do. So this to me is like, this is super fun.
Good. Well, I'm super excited. I feel your energy, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, girl. Well, and I told you, like, you and I are gonna have to do something soon. Like, we're gonna have to come up with the next challenge. I'll team up with you.
I know. Yeah, we're definitely gonna do it. I can't wait. We can link in person as well. So
I know.
Definitely looking forward. A lot of things to look forward to.
Yeah. So I want to really touch base on the fact that you know, let's really bring this all together. Your wife. You're a mom, you run two companies, and you run a workout. Like, how do you find the time? Like, where, like, what does that look like for you? Like, how, I mean, it's got to be, because there's a lot going on. So you have to really be strategic about when you plan your time to do that.
Yeah, every day is different. You know, pre-COVID looked a lot different from what it is now. And I just kind of just have to laugh through it. I didn't get my run in today until like 1:30. Yeah, the kid didn't want to take a nap. My husband was completely unavailable teaching virtually. So as soon as he was off the computer, I was like, here, here's yours. I need to go run because I'm about to lose my ish. If I was running today. So, you know, every day looks different. And I think, you know, my to-do list just continues to grow. And I don't think anything will ever get, everything that I set for my day, nothing will ever be 100% complete. And I just have to give myself just grace to say, hey, you know, I'm blessed to see another day. Let's see what we can get done today. But I've had to learn how to be okay with that as well. I'm very type A. I'm very task oriented. So making sure that everything gets done in a timely fashion used to be me before I had a child and before I had to relinquish control to everything. So yeah, just kind of grace and patience is probably the thing that's getting me through right now. But getting my run in at least like 4 to 5 days a week, that's a must. That's probably the one thing that has to be on the schedule to make sure that I'm just healthy mentally, healthy physically, and able to show up 100% for everybody else as well as myself. That's a roundabout long way to answer your question. But every day is different. Everybody, I have my own struggles, and it's not easy trying to balance everything, but you just seem to make it work.
Well, that's real, right? That's the real deal. And I think women have a tendency, and I've talked about this with other people, so it's always, I love to hear, when I haven't talked to somebody initially about this, but like, just about the fact of like making sure that you get that run in because it is for your own well-being. Like it's for your well-being so that you can step up and be who you need to be to your family, to whatever you've committed yourself to. And so to hear you say that, I've heard it from somebody else, like just encouraging other women, it's okay. Like take the time, yeah. Don't not do it. Like that should be just as important as anything else, if not more.
Yeah. My run, that's probably something that I can't waver on. 'Cause when I don't work out, I feel it. You know, that stress I'm holding that stress up in my neck and my shoulders. So I have to go just release that anxiety, whatever's going on, just kind of push it out, leave it all, like I said, leave it all out on the pavement. But every day looks completely different.
I think that's the truth for everybody. 'Cause like I told you today, today's just been crazy. Like there's been all kinds of things happening and I'm like, nothing's going right. Whatever. Like yeah. Do what you can, keep moving.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Do what you can and keep it moving.
That's it. So do you have anything that you have to wear or listen to? Is there something that like is a must for you that's like gets you into zone?
You know, I was pre-COVID when I was running with a group. I haven't ran with music in like years. But since like running by myself for like the last 6-7 months, I've gone back to running with music. So, you know, good trap ratchet music in my ear, loud and cussing is always my go-to. Just like that hardcore, just like
yeah,
that's just my go-to. But I'm a person, I can still run without music and just kind of, you know, it helps me to focus on my breathing as well if I'm like pushing too hard or just any of that. Trying to think of anything else that I have to run with. I mean, good bottoms, like good shorts, good pants are always my go-to because if they're falling while I'm running or chafing is happening, it's not going to be a good run.
Right.
So
that's a completely takeaway.
I have to have some good clothes on. But other than that, I mean, you'll find me in some shades and a hat, but nothing that's like my must go-to. I think just getting out on the pavement is just kind of, hey, we're going to make it happen.
I love that. Well, I know for me, like I was running with music and then when I started running with a group, that was interesting. There's no desire to listen to it because you're with people, and there's, even though you're not talking, there's still like this connection that's going on. Exactly. And you, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's been really cool because I've started running in a class like every Tuesday night here in Charlotte. And that's been a really interesting thing for me. Number one, it pushes me, but number two, just the dynamic of, you don't even really have to talk. Like, it's just that connection. Yeah. So I really dig it.
Yeah, I definitely miss that community, running with my girls. That's probably definitely something that I truly miss right now.
Well, hopefully we'll be back to doing some group stuff sooner than later.
I really hope so.
So last thing really quick, is there anything else that you want to share?
No, I appreciate the opportunity. Shout out to all of BGR Nation that's tuning in, and anyone looking to get to be a part of our tribe, you are more than welcome to join us, whether living in Charlotte or anywhere. Just head to blackgirlsrun.com and find a group near you. And become part of BGR Nation. We look forward to seeing everybody on the pavement, hopefully very soon.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for being on. This has been great.
Thanks for
having me. And girl, I look forward to when all this gets wrapped up and there'll be a lot of air high fives going on.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, we're going to talk again soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about SweatNet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at SweatNet and SweatNet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at @itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast.